Commissioner Adams returns, we'll look at his the one he pulled from the consent agenda. But in the meantime, let's go to item 279.
Amend intergovernmental agreement between Portland Development Commission and the Office of Management Finance for design and project management services for Union Station renovation project.
Mayor Potter, City Council members, my name is Jim Coker with the Office of Management and Finance Facility Services. This is a house cleaning ordinance relative to OMF's agreements with the Portland Development Commission for work at Union Station. This ordinance first updates three past agreements with PDC to include the name and organizational change, which has taken place over the last several years, eliminating the Bureau of General Services and replacing it with the Office of Management and Finance. Next, the City Attorney and the Portland Development Commission Council recently advised that agreements between PDC and the City should be treated as intergovernmental agreements instead of interagency agreements. This ordinance backtracks to several interagency agreements in order to institutionalize their status now as intergovernmental agreements. Finally, this ordinance approves an amendment to an agreement for work already completed at Union Station late last year to authorize PDC to pay for their share of additional costs at just under $29,000 incurred as part of the project. That completes my summary of the ordinance, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Thank you. Does anyone sign up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? This is a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Thank you. Please return to item 271, the one that was pulled from consent.
Grant revocable permit to Portland Saturday Market, Inc. to use West Burnside under the Burnside Bridge, parts of Southwest Ankeny and parts of Southwest First for market operations, and to close parts of Southwest Ankeny, Southwest NATO Parkway, and Southwest during certain hours.
Commissioner Adams.
Kirk Kruger.
Mayor Potter, commissioners, this will be brief. Saturday Market is preparing to open their season this weekend. We had an emergency ordinance to get them established to use certain portions of the existing Burnside right-of-way as well as Southwest NATO. A couple minor typos didn't make it into the original ordinance, and essentially we're allowing them to use and close a portion of Southwest NATO except for some major events like Portland Rose Festival and the Portland Marathon, and then correct an exhibit map that allows them to both use and close that area. That's essentially the meat of the ordinance amendment.
So we're amending this ordinance, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, do I hear a motion to amend the ordinance?
So moved.
Second. Please call the vote.
Aye.
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 Potter.
Aye. Then we vote on it now. Okay, please call a vote on the ordinance.
Adams?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 280.
Adopt findings, authorize an exemption to the competitive bidding process to the Bureau of Purchases pursuant to ORS 279C. 0.335 and City Code Title 5, Section 5.34.810 and 5.34820, and provide payment for construction of the Balch Consolidated Conduit Project.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, members of City Council. I'm Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Purchases, and before you is a request to authorize an exemption from the competitive bidding process for the Balch Consolidated Conduit Project for the Bureau of Environmental Services. And I think you're familiar with the process of which we have to go through to exempt this. We have to provide certain findings, which are attached to the ordinances outlined as Exhibit A. But they primarily, we have to find that the exemption does not diminish competition or encourage favoritism, and it's likely to result in substantial cost savings. The plan is to do a competitive request for proposal process, to do a competitive selection, and we'll. So that meets that particular area. It's open. It'll be competitive for everybody to participate on. We'll have a diverse evaluation committee comprised of BES folks, project managers, and outside community involvement. And we've outlined where we think we're going to provide substantial cost savings in the ordinance as well. Also have Scott Clements from BES here in case there are questions about the project specific.
Questions from the commissioners?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Is anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this item.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read item 281.
Support the efforts of Portland Office of Transportation to raise funds to address maintenance and safety deficiencies of the transportation system.
Mr. Adams.
Thank you, Mayor. This resolution moves forward my goal to give Portland voters the opportunity to consider the Safe, Sound, and Green Street Initiative on the general election 08 ballot. It also uses the time between now and July, as we have done at every step along the way in this project, to consult with the 89-person steering committee. And it also, between now and July, gives us the opportunity to continue to polish and perfect the Safe, Sound, and Green Street proposal. So I would appreciate your consideration and support.
Any thought about adding a 90th member?
Are you volunteering? I didn't think so.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
We have one person signed up, Marion Haynes and Veronica Bernier.
Can you read the second name again?
Veronica.
Oh.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Marion Haynes, and I represent the Portland Business Alliance. I'll be brief. As you know, we supported the Safe, Sound, and Green Streets proposal for a number of reasons, and we've heard all of those, but suffice it to say the problem is bad and it's getting worse, and it impacts both business competitiveness and quality of life here in the city. We support this resolution. We think that Sam and the PDOT staff and Commissioner Adams' staff have done a good job of working with the stakeholder committee, and that it's prudent to continue to work with that committee and others as we move forward to ensure the best chance of success. Thanks.
Veronica, you're up.
Hi, how are you? Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mayor Potter, Commissioner Salson. Good morning, Eric Sten, Commissioner Sten, and good morning, Sam Adams. And I don't see Randy Leonard's here yet.
He's right here.
I know if in spirit, but probably not in body. It's important to become cognizant of that. Good. I just wanted to speak to the point that I do support this generally, and I just wanted to raise an issue here. It's just a little tiny one. I'm all in favor of fundraising to improve platforms, and I just wanted to ask somebody. I know this isn't probably to the point, but do you know the little speed bumps on the platforms that are white and they have the little bubbles? Is there any particular reason for why they go the way they do it and what grade and angle? And the point is about wheelchair accessibility on the platform as it relates to the automatic doors, they open and close. Mm. As you go up, sometimes there's like a slippery spot, and I've slipped on them before. And I just wondered, I know they were picked for a reason, but when we're talking about fundraising and kind of cleaning things up and stuff like that, is there a way to include something like that, or is it an appropriate place to put it?
Well, I think the...
The bumps.
Sure.
Graded at an angle, kind of like this.
I'll have to get back to you with a full informed answer, but I think that is governed by ADA requirements for tactile, the bumps. I know that the bumps on the corners on our sidewalks have to be a certain width, a certain height, a certain texture, a certain color, and so I'll have to get back to you with an informed,
more informed
answer, but it's usually governed by federal ADA laws.
ADA, and ADA, to clarify, is?
Americans with Disability Act.
That's wonderful. Okay. That was clear and to the point. I'm all for fundraising and supporting this idea, generally speaking. Nice to see you all looking so well and happy.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thanks.
Anybody else signed up to testify?
That's all who signed up.
Is anyone else who wishes to testify to this matter? I just had one question in that. Does this resolution require the placing of a measure on the November ballot?
No, but it is my goal.
So they may not, as a result of this meeting, place anything on the November ballot?
Well, if we don't want to run afoul of state elections laws, and so that's why we want to use, before we actually put something on the ballot, we want to use the intervening time to consult with our 89-person steering committee, and to also, it gives us an opportunity of additional time to polish and perfect the ordinance. But if it was a requirement, our fear would be that we would run afoul of state elections laws, which then means that we can't list, as you learned with the charter review stuff, you then have to pull off all kind. You're restricted from doing lots and lots of, city staff is restricted from doing lots of even basic research because it can be construed of supporting a ballot measure. So during the time that there was a petition turned in, hadn't even been approved yet, but a petition turned in, for instance, the city attorney advised us that we had to take off basically on my website anything having to do with transportation, either talking about the problem, talking about potential solutions. It's a pretty encompassing prohibition, definition of prohibition of what is intentional or unintentional campaigning. So we even had to take stuff off our website that had nothing to do with Safe, Sound, and Green, but spoke to a problem related to transportation, even if that posting was 2-3 years old.
Mayor, there are fairly strict limitations imposed by state law on electioneering once a matter is placed on the ballot and or proposed for the ballot. And those are regulations that are administered by the Secretary of State. And to avoid the Secretary of State opining on potential problems, we did so advise Commissioner Adams' office. So, as he suggested, that this is a means by which to avoid some of those difficulties.
Okay, thank you.
That concludes my presentation.
Okay. So let's call the vote.
Adams?
Well, I want to recognize again the great PDOT team of Mark, Jamie, and John in the back. And we've got work to do between now and July. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate this resolution. I think it'll give more time to perfect the proposals that will go to the November ballot. So please just support this. Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 282.
Vacate a portion of Southeast 41st Avenue, south of Southeast Lexington Street, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Mr. Adams.
Good morning.
Good morning. Teresa Talbot, Office of Transportation. The matter that you have before you is to vacate a portion of Southeast 41st Avenue, on a portion along Southeast Lexington Street. And the purpose of the street vacation is to consolidate the property, and all conditions have been met. It's pretty much a summary. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Questions from the commissioners? Thank you.
Thank you.
Has anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read item 283.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
Auditor's Office.
Hi, I'm Dan Broom with the City of Portland Maintenance Operations.
Sharon Simmons with the City Auditor's Office.
And there are no further remonstrances for this assessment, so we'd like to make a motion to move the ordinance to the second reading.
Questions from the commissioners? Thank you, folks. Anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thanks for your work.
Please read item 284.
Direct auditor to treat July 15th, 2008 special runoff election as a general election for purposes of Code Chapter 2.10.
Mayor, Commissioners, Gary Blackmore, Portland City Auditor. With the special election, we looked at the code, and it appeared that having the initial primary on May 20th would allow candidates to participate, and that the rules that applied for the general would work also for those if there needed to be a runoff. In this case, we thought it would be safe to just say in this ordinance that for purposes of this special election, the rules that would apply to a November election for public campaign financing purposes also should apply to the July 15th runoff if that should occur. So it doesn't change the rules in any manner. It only states that for this special election, the November rules will apply in July. And this is a non-emergency.
Questions from the commissioners? Thank you, Auditor.
Thank you.
Is anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. For information, the 2 p.m. time certain schedule for tomorrow, February 28th, has been canceled. The City Council will still have a meeting tomorrow at 3:30 to hear the 3:30 time certain. Item scheduled to be heard at 2 p.m. tomorrow has been rescheduled for an upcoming work session on March 6th. We're recessed until 2 p.m.